Aleluja. Aleluja.
Amen.
Aleluja.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. Jim, if I might, maybe I'll add a few things, and I hope the other brethren will add some things too. The word in Ezekiel, where you started, "Thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds and breathe upon these slain that they may live."
Amen.
You know, there's another place that the four winds are mentioned, and it's in Revelation. And of course, what Ezekiel is talking about is a very positive work of the four winds. But in Revelation 7, I had always seen this as somewhat of a negative move of the four winds, but I think it can be either, now that I've heard from Ezekiel here. It says here,
Personal.
7 verse 1, "And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree." Well, this wind coming upon the sea and the earth is going to bring a lot of hardship, tribulation, destruction. But you see, the trees of God are going to receive this wind in the manner of Ezekiel, that it's going to quicken and bring life. You know,
Yes.
the first thing that the breath of God did is that it quickened. It brought life into something that was dead. But the wind of God is going to bring something else beyond that. I think that's what we see here in both Ezekiel and Revelation. The wind, first of all, in Adam, brought him from a dead soul to a living soul. But there's something else besides just being a living soul that God wants of his sons. And I'm thinking here in Luke chapter 10, where Jesus sent the 70 out. And I was thinking of that this week. And I was thinking, you know, we can go out there, we can lay hands on 100 people, and you know, there might not anything happen if it's all of our flesh, if it's all the thing that we want, as Jim was mentioning. Boy, give me that power. Boy, what would I do? I'd go down there and I'd be laying hands on everybody, and everybody that has the slightest problem, I'd be you know, clean the hospital out, everything else. You know, what would we do with all that power? The problem is, we can't do a thing without the one ingredient, is called the authority. And when those 70 came back, they marveled at what they had. And Jesus said unto them here in verse 19, First of all, he told them how he saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. In other words, he had all power over him. But then in 19, he says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Well, now the English uses the word power in both places here. But the first word is, "I give unto you authority. I give unto you exousia over the dunamis of the enemy, over the might of the enemy." So this wind is going to bring not only destruction, but you know that the key here too is that wind is not going to blow until the sealing takes place. And I think what Jim was talking about here of being placed in a place is also the sealing of God. He's putting the seal on us. Ezekiel talks about the seal. I'm not going to preach about that today, but just to mention that. And might I say one more thing about prophecy, Jim? Yes, we're crying out, "Lord, where is the prophet today?" And as I look at our group here, I don't know that any one of us in this group has been anointed as a quote-unquote prophet, although there is gift of prophecy among us, gifts of prophecy, spiritual gift of prophecy. And if I could just tell one little story from the past, it was over 40 years ago. It might have been 42 years, I don't know, when we first went down into Schenectady. We got involved with some of the other brethren, you know, in the area that were many churches were getting started in those days. And there was a man that came, I forget his name, a man from California. Never saw him before, never saw him again. He wrote a book. I think the name of the book was The Eternal Church or something. I think I have his book here somewhere. Like I said, I had never seen the man before, but he began to prophesy to the ministers that were gathered in this place. It was a little place south of Albany. I don't remember just exactly where, but he came over to me. And now, like I said, the man had never seen me before. I had no idea who he was. And he began to prophesy, and he said, "Son, the Lord has called you to be a teacher." Well, now, he never knew anything about me. He said, "But the Lord would say unto you, I want you to teach prophetically. I want you to teach in a prophetic manner." And so I'm thinking, yes. The other gifts can be exercised in a prophetic manner. The gift of evangelism, the gift of the shepherding, all these gifts are to be moved in a prophetic manner, by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that I just leave it at that. That was God does want that gift moving in the body today.
Well, Brother Mark, you were reading in Revelation 7, and down in verse 3, it says, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." That sealing of the saints is actually the placing of God. God is placing us. That's huiothesia. That's the placing. So we're being sealed by the Spirit of God. We're being placed in the body. And God is breathing that life into us. Amen.
Well, when those angels release that four winds, there's a lot of things going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of powerful anointing things. In other words, it's the authority. We can't do anything without his authority to do it. That's going to be released. And I think some angels of darkness are also going to be released.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that the four winds actually is the fourfold winds, meaning that it is complete in its finality, whether it be of judgment or of restoration. It's a completeness coming to pass.
Okay.
We also see the scripture talk about the four winds in Matthew 24, verse 31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. We can understand this well when we look at it from the point of Israel that was scattered to the various parts of the earth. And the time came when God had to gather them down, brought them together into their land, as we saw in chapter 37. That we read. So also it is in agreement with what Brother Jim has said, that the saints of God, the church, the people of God, the sons of God, are like a people that are hidden. They are not yet known in the four winds of the earth. Sorry, in the of the heaven, four ends of the heaven. But the four winds, when released, is going to gather them to constitute this great and mighty army that will teach the principalities and powers, the manifold wisdom of God. So that's what the scripture is saying here in Matthew, in agreement with what we have seen so far, that we are going to be gathered from the four, from the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. And it is the trumpets of the angels that is going to do that. And the angels are the servants of God, the ministers of God. And the trumpet is this type of word that we have heard today. The type of word we have heard today, which is what God has been saying over time to us whenever we gather. Is a form of this sound of the trumpet that is working in our hearts to gather us from the ends of the earth unto Christ, to place us. Amen.
Praise God. As we talk of the placing, I saw something. Amen. I found something very interesting in that Ezekiel 37. You know, it's a story that we've known for quite a while, but when we looked at it recently, and it came up again today, I saw in verse 7 of that chapter 37, he says, "So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone." I have always thought it was bone to bone, but very recently, the Lord showed me that it's bone to his bone. So there's a specific nature of it, you know, and as we talk about being placed, it's significant again to me. So I just thought to share with us. Praise God.
Amen. Bone to his bone.
Brother Emma, did you have something to add?
We are grateful to God, brethren, for this opportunity to hear and to pray that we shall not just be hearers, but that we will be partakers. Will be among this army that the Lord is raising up at this time to flush out the lies. There's so much wickedness. I speak from Nigeria, and I speak from where there's so much trouble in the South, close to Port Harcourt, where there have been so much trouble and it's spreading everywhere. Where politicians think that the owners of this earth and the rest of the humanity is just there to save them. So we trust God that a word like we are hearing will put so much courage in us to abandon the present system and cleave to the government that God is raising up in the church and make us ready vessels, not to execute the judgment contrary in the negative sense, but to bring salvation, to bring deliverance to humanity around us. We thank God for this word today, and we'll ever remain grateful to God for what he's doing in the earth through a people like we are sitting down here today. My prayer is that these words should not just fall in our natural ears and disappear tomorrow, but that I should raise up a prayer burden, that I should be able to pray myself into what God is saying. I should die to self. That's what the brother was emphasizing. If I don't know death to self, I may not know the resurrection part that is coming. So it's a word that is bringing down religious ideas and causing us to seek Christ. God bless you. Amen.
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 Sorry, brethren, to speak a second time.
When
Broima spoke about God using the ministry to deal with the lies that are in the world today, and when Triumph spoke about bone to bone, my mind comes to some lie that is going on in the world, and the devil is operating through religion.
Born to his bone.
Yes, born to his bone, yes. Through religion, as manifested in what is called the church, the matter of unity, ecumenism, interfaith, are great lies of the devil to prepare men to drink of the flood of the one world government, preparing to deceive the people of God, to deceive the church, and to deceive the entire world to submit to the one world government. That's one lie. And when I hear bone to his bone, then I understand that the unity is not the unity of every man. And it's not even the unity of everyone that says, Lord, Lord, or Jesus, Jesus. But bone to his bone, because every tree brings forth after its own kind. So it's not that everybody is going to be brought together, non-denominational, everyone that says end time, everyone that, you know, bring all together. But it is bone to his bone. The Lord help us to understand this and let it sink into our hearts. Let the vision be clear that no man be deceived. Praise God.
That's exactly right, brother. The joining of the bone to bone. The joining of the bone to bone was by the Spirit of God, not of man. And that's exactly right what you said, and I say amen. Go ahead, AD.
Just a prayer, brethren. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this word that you have brought to us. Thank you for this trumpet that you are blowing.
I was just saying amen. I didn't have any.
Go ahead and finish, brother.
Well, thank you for the trumpet that is blowing.
I'm just a
lion.
God bless you, Lord. Uriah, the triumph. Okay.
Roy, are you with us? Can you hear us? Lord, we thank you, Abba Father, that this word has come, and the intention of your word is to make us what you want us to be. Lord, you started this word by saying that now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. Lord, and you have given us the example of Yeshua, the son of Mary and Joseph, the son of man in Galilee, the Nazareth, for 30 years. He was there as the son of God, yet as the son of man, and was hidden away. Lord, being prepared and being trained. Lord, we come to receive this word, Abba Father, that we also, we will not be discouraged, for oftentimes the temptation is to look at the natural, and you have emphasized the aspect of we not being natural, but that we are a spiritual people, and the enemy is always coming at us from the natural to make us look at the natural things and the circumstances and feel discouraged because it has not yet come open what you have ordained that we should be at the end of the day. We receive grace by the release of this word. We receive grace by the prophetic utterance that has come. Lord, that now are we the sons of God. Help us with a consciousness, Lord, that we are the sons of God and that we are not yet manifest because there is a preparation going on, and I will receive the grace, the patience, the long suffering, the endurance, O God, until the time when you will decide, O God, in your own timing, to unveil this exousia, this authority that you are putting within us. Ancient of days, we see the environment, O God, always antagonizing, always speaking contrary to what you are doing within us. Our prayer, O God, is that this word will be hid in these three measures of meal, Lord, that until this leaven, this word of sonship, will leaven our three realms of being, spirit, soul, and body. Overtake us, O God, and create, O God, this sonship within us, Abba Father. Lord, our grace that we are asking for is this grace, O God, to die to self, that, O God, we will completely yield our members, which are upon the earth, that the enemy also uses, Lord, to war against the working of the Spirit, that we yield all these members completely to die to this natural life, O God, so that the enemy will not be able to use these same members, O God, to war against us and overthrow the purpose of God in our lives. This is our prayer and our heart desire, Lord. Let this word overtake us in all three realms of our existence, that, O God, at the end of the day, when you would decide to unveil, O God, this working that is being hidden, Lord, we will all be, O God, complete, O God, as a completed man. Lord, walking in oneness. Lord, you have emphasized the aspect of placing us in our places, bone to his bone, that will discover our place in your body. We will be able to function exactly where you are placing us. Thank you, Abba Father, that at the end of the day, we will have learned obedience. Lord, teach us obedience. Teach us submission. Teach us patience. This is our prayer and our heart desire, Lord. We desire to be part of this company that will comfort, O God, Lord, at the end, O God, when you in your timing will decide to unveil, O God, and to reveal, O God, the manifestation of this sonship. Blessed be your name, faithful Father. We receive patience from you. We receive grace to wait upon you, that will not run ahead and do our own thing. Blessed be God forevermore. We worship and adore you for this word. Bless your people, O God. Bless the vessel that has brought this word. And, O God, let this word be fruitful in our lives, Abba Father. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Mike, Daniel, anyone have anything to add? Well, okay, I believe that's it then for today. Let me turn the recording off.